Yeah, greetings to one and all this morning. Welcome to the new Sunday school year, as Aaron already mentioned. On behalf of all the incoming teachers and superintendents, we ask you to not forget to pray for us, pray for them, that we can lead out in a way that is enjoyable for all, and that God may be glorified. So my thoughts this morning went to worship, and I just asked the question to myself, why do we worship? Now, I'm going to ask you the same question, and you might think, well, that's a no-brainer. We know why we worship. Everybody knows that, but if you think about it, maybe it's a little deeper. And so let's direct our thoughts in that direction, and a little later on, I'll ask you for input on why do you worship? Why do we worship? Going to start with the scripture from Psalms 95, starting verse 1. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also, the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. And another verse out of Psalms 29, verse 1, Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And in Psalms 99, verse 5, Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. A little bit of perspective, maybe, for how Christians understand worship. And this is not my quote. I think it might have been... I'm not sure I didn't write it down. I was looking at Piper's commentary, so it might have been him. The way we see it, worship is not unique to God or religion. Though we in the church often use the term in a religious context, worship is the most natural thing humans will ever do, religious or otherwise. It is hardwired into our DNA. History tells us that emperors and kings get carried away by the adoration and worship of the people and declare themselves to be God. It's within us. It's in our DNA to worship. Look at rock concerts, football games, and red carpet events. People go to extraordinary lengths as they flock to those they admire with their hands raised high. Even our bank accounts, our reputation, and our level of prestige or power can easily become objects of obsession for us. In that sense, we worship them. So God is not asking us to do something that is unnatural for us. Rather, he is asking us to redirect our focus on him. So why do we worship? Anybody? Pardon? He is the sovereign, yes.
I was thinking of a more basic line. It's what we will do, I think, directed us well. And God is asking us to direct our worship towards him.
It is.
It blesses the Lord.
Yes.
And it takes my focus from real discipleship to delighted grace-filled focus.
Yes. And the worship that comes from within us that is truly what we feel is much more meaningful to God. We could be here to worship just because our parents did, or because it's what we do, But if it comes, if it's really truly how we feel, it is much more meaningful to God and to us. Also, we are commanded to worship. It has been said that the most frequent command in the Bible is do not fear. And I did not take the time to check these facts, figures out. I'm just going by the commentator's word. I figured it would take quite a while. The most frequent command in the Bible is do not fear, but the command to worship is there at least as often or more. There are many, many scriptures that say worship. Throughout the Bible, we are beckoned to praise Him. Even every instance of the word hallelujah is an invitation to worship. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh. God is only requesting what is due Him. Several other reasons maybe why we worship, just to kind of get your thoughts going. Why we worship: because our parents did, or to show gratitude. Worship is a way to thank God for all He has done for us: forgiveness, grace, mercy, for past sins. To recognize God's worthiness, worship is a way to honor God as our Creator, Savior, and King. That was mentioned. To spread the gospel, worshiping God can help man show non-believers see that there is someone worthy of worship. To create a protective wall, worship can create a protective wall around our hearts. To affirm God's word, worshiping God helps us affirm the truth of God's word and root it in our hearts. No amount of good works can ever be sufficient to win God's salvation. And also, no amount of bad deeds and past sins and guilt can keep us from God's grace and forgiveness if we repent and confess. That is why we worship Him. Jesus forgives and forgets. It's the complete opposite of what we see in today's political world, where as soon as they discern who their opponent is, they send their staff to find all the dirt they can find from as far back as necessary and bring it up, even if there has been restitution made. They dig it up and try to use it as a negative influence. Jesus forgives and forgets. Thus we worship Him. When we understand the greatness of God, the stability of His character, the perfection of His justice, the depth of His grace, the limitless nature of His love, the wonder of His holiness, and the sacrifice of His Son, it should not be difficult for us to be moved greatly in our desire to worship God and to worship Him passionately. Again, that was not my quote, but I was impressed by it. Don't want to go on too long. We may need a little more time this morning to get everybody settled in their classes, make sure everybody has a teacher and so forth. So I think I will we'll just pause for a moment of prayer. Thank you, dear God, for this new day. Thank you for this new season. Thank you for your promised presence among us, Lord. We pray that you would lead and guide and direct the way today and throughout the year. Pray for each one of the new teachers and the incoming, everyone who has a new responsibility. Just bless our efforts as we seek to fulfill these responsibilities. Ask your blessing on this day, further, in Jesus' name.